Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, where the spiritual and physical glow up happens. My name is Jasmine, and I am a certified life coach, podcast host, and lifestyle and wellness enthusiast. As your go-to gal for all things glow, I help women to cultivate a high vibe mindset, create abundance, practice self-love, and manifest the reality of their dreams by sharing my wellness and lifestyle tips and secrets to living my best glow life. If you are a modern day spiritual woman, then this is the podcast for you. And if you're ready to embrace all the high vibes and glow like never before, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. It is your host, Jasmine, and welcome back to another episode. I am so grateful that you are here, and I'm so grateful to be recording another episode. I know it's been a minute. I took all of last week off to just regroup, reset, recharge, and I feel so rejuvenated and ready to just get things flowing again. And I'm so excited to be sharing this episode with you girls today. So in today's episode, I have such a high vibe girl talk slash pep talk slash get your life together for the new year talk for you girls. So especially for my new listeners, I'm sharing with you all my journey. I share how I went from living a life of being absolutely miserable, being very unhappy with pretty much all aspects of my life, having such a negative mindset and like outlook on life, and how I went from that to where I am now, which is living in my purpose, having a high vibe mindset, being so humbled and grateful for all aspects of my life, and just thriving, and how I'm working towards up leveling to the next level. So even greater than where I am right now. And so I share with you how I did that. I share my tips, exactly what I needed to do to get from point A to point B. And I also just give a little pep talk on why you don't need to wait till 2021 to be your best version, to create your dream life, how to stop with the excuses and just start working towards creating your dream life, going after your desires, becoming that version of yourself that you know that is within you, and you're just unready to unleash her and become that and embody that version of you. So I give a little pep talk on all of that because I know you need to hear it. And I'm just here to share with you all, you don't need to wait till next year to start like physically taking the action. You can start today, right now, right after this episode. So get your journal, get your pen out, because I'm here to school you on how to create your dream life and just start going for all of it that you want and then some. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and get into this episode. I know it's been a minute since my last podcast episode, but I honestly needed to take a mental break. I needed to reset and just take care of myself. So all last week, I took a complete break from everything. I took a break from working with my one-on-one clients. I took a break from creating content such as this podcast, my blog posts, Instagram. I deleted all my social media. I literally did not talk to anyone all last week. I was just in my own little bubble, feeding my soul, my mind, working on my mindset, creating as in creating for fun, not necessarily for work, just being in the present and doing absolutely nothing. And I'm so glad that I did this for myself, because this week I feel so re-energized like I've never have before. I feel mentally clear, I feel inspired, I feel motivated, and I just feel ready to get back into action. And also, I just feel like my best self, and I always want to show up for you guys, whether it's through my podcast or what I post on Instagram or working with my one-on-one clients. My intentions are to always show up as my best self from a place of love and flow. And so I'm so happy and grateful to be back recording once again, and I also want to say welcome to all of you new listeners and subscribers. Actually, what's so crazy is this whole week that I was like offline, when I came back to a flood of new listeners and subscribers, and I was actually a little bit surprised because usually, you know, when you kind of lose that momentum or you take a step back or you're not as consistent, your numbers kind of go down. Just as a content creator, that's kind of how it is. But when I logged back into everything, I had a flood of new listeners and DMs and messages, and I'm just so thankful for each and every single one of you. I'm so happy that you are here in this lovely, high vibe, glowy community, and I just appreciate each and every single one of you so much. With all that being said, this episode for this week is a little impromptu, if I should say. Usually I have a detailed outline of exactly what I'm going to be talking about, but today I woke up and I just felt so inspired to just speak. I have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth, but I just hope and know and trust that it's going to flow and make sense and be exactly what it is you listening needs to hear right now. So while I was offline, I had a lot of time to myself, obviously, to just think and be present and regroup. I kind of want to give a little background on where my mindset and where my energy was at before I decided to take all of last week off and, you know, kind of reset. So before last week, I was kind of in this space of feeling all over the place. I felt very ungrounded, very not at ease, and that's obviously due to a lot of the things going on in today's world with the pandemic and then the election going on, which I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I can finally breathe and be at ease now that the election is over and we know the results of the election. I know that there's still so much work to be done and this is just the beginning, but I just feel like I can breathe and feel a little bit normal again. So that was a blessing. But you know, before the election, I was feeling very uneasy about that, and then the pandemic, and then just everyday life's stress and responsibilities. And I also was feeling really impatient with myself, where I was in my journey, where I am like with my business. I was feeling like very unmotivated. And because I was ungrounded in my mindset and I wasn't like doing my morning routine, I wasn't being consistent with the daily habits that make me feel my best, I wasn't able to focus on creating content. You know, I would sit down, try and create an Instagram post or try and create a podcast episode, and I just could not focus. And that was the sign for me that told me I need to take a step back, I need to regroup, I need to ground myself, because what I was doing was trying to just push through, try and just create something, do something, be productive, but I was going about it in all the wrong ways. So I took all of those feelings, all of those emotions as a sign as, okay, Jasmine, you need to take a step back, you need to just chill out, stop putting so much pressure on yourself to like produce so much content and be productive and this, that, and the other, and just focus on you. Go back to the basics. And that's exactly what I did this last week. I went back to the basics. So what that looked like was me just focusing on being consistent with the daily habits that make me feel my best, which includes doing my morning routine every single morning, which is just, you know, journaling, setting intentions, working through any beliefs or things that are coming up for me that day, pulling a oracle card, and just getting my mind and energy right before I do anything. And so this whole week I practiced doing my morning routine every single day, and that alone makes a huge difference. I always say this, but it's something that I have to remind myself of, especially when I get fall off track. It's normal, it happens. But when I get back on track, I'm reminded why this is a habit of mine that I have committed to. So along with my morning routine, another habit that I have been working on staying consistent with was working out 3 to 4 times a week. Did my cycling 3 times a week, and then I did Pilates at home, and that made me feel so much better. And also what I focused on was just working on my own personal development. You know, working on your mindset, working on your beliefs, working on your habits, those are things that are constant work in progress. They constantly need tune-ups and to be worked on. And I had come to a place where I felt like my mindset and my beliefs kind of hit a plateau, and I needed to up-level them. I needed to take them up a notch. What is so ironic, but also not a coincidence, is the fact that I had felt that my mindset and my beliefs had hit a plateau, and I also felt like I hit a plateau within my life and my business and where I am in my life. And it's not a coincidence that I felt these things with both my mindset and my life, because I say this all the time that your outer world, your reality, is a direct reflection of your inner world, meaning your mindset, your beliefs, and your feelings. So if internally you're feeling kind of stagnant, stuck, like you're not really progressing, chances are that's going to reflect in your reality. And even as a life coach, even as a mindset mentor, sometimes I forget of this fact as well. And it just takes taking a step back to remind yourself the truth and the reality of things. So when I took the step back and started working, you know, just on my mindset, I realized, oh wow, like I made the connection of I've been feeling kind of stuck and stagnant these last few weeks, maybe month or two, within my beliefs and what I believe is possible for me and things like that. And I have also been feeling stuck and stagnant in where I am in my life. Not to say I'm not grateful and happy, because I absolutely am, but I've been feeling like I'm ready to step into that next chapter, which I will get into detail of what that next chapter in my life looks like for me. But that's something that, you know, I realized this past week, and I'm so grateful I took this step back, because had I not, I probably would have kept forcing my way through every day and feeling this ungroundedness. And now that I'm thinking about it, the reason why I felt ungrounded and like all over the place was because I was stuck and stagnant in my mindset. So it kind of all like makes sense when you really look at the bigger picture. So I worked on up-leveling my mindset and my beliefs, which helped me up-level my habits and the things that I'm doing in my daily life. And I always say your life is created by your daily habits and the things that you do every single day. And now that I've up-leveled my mindset, my beliefs to that next level, I feel so much more inspired in my life. I feel like my perspective has changed regarding where I'm at in my life. And I feel even more motivated to step into that next level. And I feel energetically I have stepped into that next level of my life. And it's only a matter of time before my physical reality matches that. And that is the hardest part with trying to change your life or, you know, create any change in your reality, is waiting for your physical reality to match up to your inner world or how you feel energetically. But if you want to change your reality, if you want to change your external world, you first have to change your internal world, your mindset, your beliefs, and then your reality will catch up. So I really don't know where I'm going with this episode. It's just like maybe a pep talk on how to get motivated, inspired to create the changes you want to change in your own life. And I'm here to tell you, you don't need to wait for the new year to start making these changes. You don't need to wait for Monday to, you know, start implementing your new habits. You can start today. And if you want it bad enough, you're not going to wait for the excuses. And that's just something that I really, really want to emphasize on, because I feel like we make so many excuses as to why we're not working towards the things we want. And if I'm being honest and completely transparent, you're your only excuse. And it's up to you to stop with the excuses and say, I'm gonna make this happen one way or another. I don't care what's in my way. I don't care what obstacles come up. I'm gonna overcome them and I'm gonna make this happen. And I'm here to tell you, if you truly want to make significant changes in your life, you want to be the best version of yourself, you want to make that dream business happen, or whatever your dreams or goals are, you absolutely will run into obstacles, blocks, challenges, failures. Those things will come in your path, and it's up to you to decide if you're going to just let that stop you, or if you're gonna let it be a lesson, let it help you grow and overcome it and work through it. I know all of this is easier said than done, so I wanted to kind of share with you all, especially to my new listeners who are new to the podcast, how I was able to go from A to B and transform my life from what it was before to what it looks like now, how I did that, what I needed to do, and how I'm continuing to transform my life from where it is right now to where I want it to be to the next level. So this is just kind of, like I said, a pep talk on living your best life, making your dreams come true, and becoming that version of yourself that you've always dreamed of. Before I get into all of the things that I had to do to transform my life to where it is now, where I'm at now, and how I have the opportunities and abundance and blessings that I have now in my life, I wanted to kind of paint the picture of where my life used to be. So if you're an old listener, you probably are already familiar with this story, but nonetheless, it does not hurt to share it again. So the Jasmine that I used to be before I got into personal development, before I became a life coach, before I started working on myself, was a very negative person. Because of my upbringing and the things that I experienced in life as a young child, I grew up to have a very negative mindset. My past trauma, my childhood trauma, really an impact on how I showed up for the world, like it does to everyone else. So I definitely grew up feeling like the world was out to get me. I grew up thinking that life was unfair. I grew up with very, very poor self-esteem, poor self-worth. Subconsciously, I didn't believe I was worthy of happiness, of love, of good things happening to me. I wasn't ever encouraged as a child to believe in my dreams or to even dream. I was never encouraged or like supported or motivated. So I grew up in my late teens, early 20s, believing those things, believing that I couldn't really amount to much. I didn't have much to offer the world. I was just meant to live a mundane life. And I, you know, went through life every single day feeling miserable, feeling like the victim to my own life, feeling like I had no control of the direction my life could go or where, what it could be or what I could do. I had no purpose in my life. I didn't know what my purpose was. All I knew was that I was a miserable person. I was unhappy. And actually, before I knew those things of being miserable and unhappy, I was just a miserable and unhappy person, and I didn't even know it. That's just who I was naturally. And it's just so crazy to think that that's who I used to be, but that's my story. You know, having that mindset, having those beliefs definitely affected every aspect of my life. It affected how I showed up for the world. It affected the friendships and relationships that I had. I had very toxic, negative friendships and relationships because I was also in the embodiment of that. So, of course, my friendships reflected who I was as a person. So, not blaming my friends back then, but that's the person that I was. Those were the relationships that I attracted. I worked so many jobs, you guys. Like, I've worked at a law firm. I've worked at a mental health facility. I've worked at restaurants as a server and as a manager. I've worked at property management companies. I've worked so many different jobs and roles, small and more major roles. Through all these different jobs, I never found happiness. I never found content in anything that I was doing. I always felt miserable working these 9-to-5s, not shaming 9-to-5s because there are people working 9-to-5s that are happy. But for me, I can just recall driving to work every morning, hating my life. I hated what I was doing. I hated my life. Internally and intuitively, I knew this wasn't the life that I was meant to be living. This wasn't me living my fullest potential. There was more for me out there. And it got to a point where I was so sick of my own like misery and just being unhappy, where I felt like, okay, I started to see who I was as a person. I started to gain some level of self-awareness of like, wow, I'm a really negative person, or I think these negative things, and wow, I'm actually really unhappy with my life. And I started to just become very aware of my life and who I was. And that was a very difficult thing for me to come to terms with, because nobody wants to admit that they're an unhappy person or that they're miserable with their life, because it's like, what do you do then? You know, like, do you just continue to live this miserable life and be this miserable person? And obviously the answer is no. So once I came to these like realizations of, I'm not happy with my life, I'm not happy with the person that I am, I know that there's more out there for me. I know that this is not the way to live. You know, working at a job you hate, coming home mentally exhausted, crying, having horrible friendships, not enjoying life. I knew that something needed to be done. And when I had this epiphany, that's when I got into the world of personal development. I started finding these podcasts. I started reading these self-help books. I uncovered the world of manifestation. And it literally felt like I had entered Narnia. And so when I first discover this world of personal development, that was the beginning of transforming my life from what it was then to where it is right now. And it's been a process, you guys. I would say it took about 5 years, 5 years to get from where I was with, you know, having a negative mindset, low self-worth, hating my jobs, having no purpose in my life, horrible friendships and relationships, to being where I am now, which is having purpose in my life, having amazing friendships, having a high vibe mindset, having high level self-worth, being in my dream apartment, having healthy friendships, a beautiful relationship that forces me to grow and learn about myself every single day. My life is fully aligned in so many ways. All of that took 5 years. And I'm saying this to share that it's not an overnight process. It's not something that happens magically. You have to put in the work every single day to make this transformation, and you have to make that dedication to yourself, because no one else is going to do it for you. No one else is going to change your life except you. That is where I was then. This is where I am now. And where I plan on going next is an even elevated version of this version of my life. As you know, I am a certified life coach, but I also work part-time at a yoga studio. So the yoga studio is like my day job. I absolutely love my job, even though it's not like my dream career, because it's obviously being a life coach and working for myself. I'm still so blessed to have found a job that I actually love and enjoy, that supports me while I'm building my business and my brand and my dreams, and I'm making this happen, because I know how difficult it is to be working at a job that's either mentally draining or toxic environment, or that you just hate, and then to come home and try to work on your dreams after you just feel so burnt out and mentally drained. I know how hard it is, because I tried to do it and I couldn't. And so I'm so blessed that I found a job that is not mentally draining, that is a beautiful like environment. Like, hello, it's a yoga studio, and I have met so many amazing people, you know, clients and coworkers at this yoga studio. I have built so many amazing friendships and relationships, and it has opened so many other doors for me, and I'm just blessed to have this job. So the next level of my life that I'm working towards is to be fully self-employed. So be a full-time life coach and just be a full-time entrepreneur. So that is what I'm working towards in my next level. So that's just a little background and to paint the picture for you guys. So now I want to talk about how I went from A to B. So from being miserable, having low self-worth, all of that, to where I am now and what I'm doing now to get to that next level. So the steps that are required to take yourself from one level to the next, or one reality to the next reality, are the same no matter what level you're at. For me, like, just to like describe it, I would say like where I was in my past was like level one, pretty much. And right now I feel like I'm at a level two, and the next level is level three. So no matter what level you are on right now, the steps that you need to take to get to the next level are all going to look the same. So the first thing that I had to do in order to transform my life and make the reality that I have now reality was to change my mindset and work on my beliefs and blocks. So I had to do the inner work. The inner work is so important because it sets the foundation and the tone for the rest of your life. So like I said, your external world will reflect your internal world. So as I said, I was a negative person. I thought life was against me. I thought life was unfair. I thought, you know, I didn't deserve happiness and all of this stuff. So that reflected in my reality. And those were the experiences that I had because that was my foundation. So in order for me to change my reality, I had to change and build a better foundation. So I had to work on my mindset. Our past experiences, our childhood experiences more specifically, is what makes up a big portion of our mindset and beliefs, especially if you haven't done self-work yet. And that is how we, you know, go about life. Those are the things that we need to change in order to change the way we experience life. So honestly, this is the first step is the hardest because if you think about it, you have subscribed to a certain way of thinking and believing for years and years, and then to force yourself to change what you have always thought is very difficult. But with repetition and consistency, it is possible. So the way, the physical and tangible ways that I have actually transformed my mindset is through doing lots of journaling. A big journaling method that I like to do that is super transformative, in my opinion, is writing letters to your younger self. This is something that I did this last week when I was, you know, trying to level up into, you know, my new mindset and beliefs that I have now. What I did was I pulled up a picture of when I was like 6 or 7 years old. I placed it right next to my journal and I just started journaling on all the things that I needed my younger self to hear. And when I tell you this was the most therapeutic and transformative journaling session I have ever had, I was in tears by the end of my journal session because I literally was healing my inner child. I was telling myself the things that I was never told as a kid. I was, you know, saying it's okay to... I was apologizing to myself for all the times I wasn't protected as a child when I should have been, or all the times, you know, an adult said something to me that traumatized me or like stuck with me. And I gave myself permission to forgive myself for carrying those beliefs, and I gave myself permission to let them go and to subscribe to something new and better that is more self-serving. So if you want to try out, you know, changing your beliefs or mindsets, or you have blocks that you want to work on, my tip for you is write to your younger self. And if you really want to get deep, maybe have a picture of your younger self right next to you as you're journaling. I don't know. I just like looking at my baby self was just very like it hit a nerve with me. And I could literally feel myself talking to that version of myself. And by doing this, by, you know, writing letters to your younger self or just journaling through your blocks, it really helps to reprogram your mindset. It helps to release and let go of the negative limiting beliefs that do not serve you and that are holding you back. Another journaling prompt or method that you can do is to acknowledge what you're subscribing to. So what beliefs are you subscribing to? What is your mindset? Do you subscribe to the thought that you have to grind and work really, really hard to get anywhere in life? Not to say hard work is not required because it is, but do you believe that you have to grind to the point of exhaustion and burnout? Acknowledge that that is your belief. Say, I acknowledge that I have been subscribing to the belief that I have to work really, really hard to get anywhere in life. Write that and then tell yourself, where does this belief come from? Is it your parents? Is it what you're told growing up? And acknowledge that. Say, I believe this because this is what I was told growing up. And then tell yourself that you choose to subscribe to a different thought. I have done this so many times, like this exact journal prompt, with so many different beliefs around money, love, self-worth, friendships, relationships, jobs. You know, that was a big one for me. This was a belief that I used to have, you guys. This is a perfect example and how by changing this belief, it changed my reality. So I used to believe that I would never be happy working a day job. I would only be happy once I was working for myself, because ultimately that is my final goal, is to be self-employed. So I used to tell myself, you know, no matter what day job I get in the meantime while I'm building my business, I'm gonna be miserable, I'm gonna be unhappy. And that was the belief that I subscribed to. And because I subscribed to that belief, that was my reality. I had many jobs where I was unhappy, I was miserable, mentally drained, whatever, whatever. And then I decided, I don't have to believe this. This is not true. This is just something that I have made my truth. But I don't have to subscribe to this thought. So I changed my belief. I told myself I can be happy working a day job while I'm working on my business. It's not one or the other. I can be happy doing while I'm doing both. I can be content at my day job, enjoy my day job while I'm working on my business. I don't have to be miserable in the process. And you guys, once I changed this belief, that is when I manifested my job at the yoga studio and it became my reality. Now I'm working a day job that I absolutely love and enjoy. I love my bosses. I love my coworkers. I love my, you know, the clients that come in every single day. I do not mind the work that I do. It's so easy and fun and simple for me. And I get free yoga. Like, hello. I absolutely enjoy my day job as I'm working my business. And this is just a real life perfect example of how what you choose to subscribe to in terms of your beliefs and your mindset is what you will experience in your reality. And when you choose to subscribe to something else and you actually stick to that belief, it will become your reality. And that was a huge one for me, you guys. The whole job thing and being miserable at my jobs was a huge one for me. And I'm so grateful and blessed that I was able to transform that belief, because, girl, I don't know if I could be doing what I'm doing right now while working a day job. I'd probably be very miserable. And I'm just grateful that I chose a new belief. So the first thing you need to do is to, you know, change your beliefs, change your mindsets, your mindset and your beliefs that are not serving you. And a big thing with the whole mindset is what I find that keeps a lot of people stuck in their ways, or a lot of people stuck in their reality that they don't want to experience, is having a victim mentality. So what happens when you have a victim mentality is you go through life thinking that you're the victim. You go through life feeling like you don't have any options, you don't have any control, you don't have any choices, you don't have the ability to make changes in your life, and that is simply not true. However, you go through life thinking that it is. And trust me, this is something that I've personally gone through. I have been that person that has made an excuse for every single unhappiness in my life. And the moment that I took accountability was the moment that I could actually change it. So if you feel like you have a victim mentality, or you're resonating with anything that I'm saying and you're wanting to change this, a great resource to start with that's like super affordable and just like a great first step is my High Vibe Mindset Makeover ebook. So this is like a, I think it's like a 21-day journal prompt. Yeah, it's a 21-day journal prompt. It's only $11.11. And it's filled with the journal questions and prompts that I personally asked myself when I was first trying to get out of my own victim mentality and I was trying to change my mindset and just be a different person. I literally went through my old journals from like years and years ago, and I highlighted the questions that were very transformative and powerful for me, and I gathered all of that into one simple ebook so that you can begin transforming your own mindset. And this was something that I wish I had when I was starting out, because I had to like Google and come up with my own questions and journal prompts to help me get myself to think differently. I have, you know, just created this simple ebook filled with 21 journal questions and prompts to help you get started on shifting your mindset. And so this is a great resource to just begin shifting your mindset, get out of the victim mentality and all of that. So if you're interested in purchasing that ebook, the link will be in the show notes. Again, it's only $11.11 to change your mindset. Like, I wish I had that, you know? So yeah, so that changing your mindset, you know, letting go of the victim mentality and working on your beliefs and blocks was something that I had to work on every single day. And what I will say is that the blocks and the beliefs that you need to change, it never stops, because every level you try to go to, there's going to be a new belief and block. And that's exactly why I said, no matter what level you are at, the steps that you have to take to reach the new level you're working towards are all going to be the same. So it's just going to look a little different. So like the beliefs that I'm working on, the beliefs and blocks that I'm working on at this level that I'm at are very different than the beliefs and the blocks that I was working on at level one. And when I reach level three and I'm working towards level four, those beliefs and blocks will be very different from level two's beliefs and blocks, if that makes sense. I hope that makes sense and it's like painting a picture for you guys. And so that's the very first thing that you have to work on or do when you're wanting to transform your life, be the best version of yourself, make your dreams happen, is work on mindset, beliefs, and blocks. In addition to that is also doing the work. So what does that even mean? So doing the work is your journal sessions. It's going to therapy. It's hiring a life coach to help you get to that next level, aka me. It's listening to the podcast. It's reading the books, and it's implementing all of the information and tools and techniques that you're learning into your daily life. And that is something that I really, really emphasize on. You can read all the books in the world. You can listen to all those self-help podcasts. You can watch all the YouTube videos. You can do all of that. But if you don't implement the things that you are learning, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because you have to, and that is what doing the work means and looks like. It's going to therapy, listening to what your therapist is saying, and implementing the practices that they're teaching you into your daily life, and taking physical action as well. So I'll use life coaching as an example, since I am a life coach. Let's say your goal or your vision is to be a life coach. Doing the work is doing the inner work, you know, working on your blocks, beliefs. But in addition to that, it's like the tangible physical work. So that looks like figuring out, why do you want to be a life coach? Your why is so important in whatever you do, whether it's, you know, being a stay-at-home mom, having a 9-to-5, building your own business, having a side hustle, starting a YouTube channel, starting a podcast. Your why is super important, because your why is what's going to keep you going, okay? So doing the work is figuring out your why, as why do I want to be a life coach? Doing the work looks like researching different life coaching, accredited life coaching programs where you can get certified. So looking up reviews, watching videos on other people who have done the program before you, figuring out how you can financially afford it. Is it getting a side, like a part-time job so that you can afford getting certified? And then it's actually doing the program, and then, you know, building your website, and then trying to build your audience and creating free content so that you can get one-on-one clients. That is what doing the work looks like. It's not enough to say, I want this for myself. I want to live this kind of life. I want to be this kind of person. That sounds all lovely and amazing, but what are you going to do to actually get there? It's not just going to fall on your lap. It's not all just going to happen one day. It's all in the daily things. It's all in your daily habits and the things that you choose to do every single day to get there. And that's all part of the journey. And after that, it's just repeating over and over again. It's literally that simple. It's just us who make it complicated by, you know, making excuses, letting obstacles stop us or discourage us, or not being disciplined enough. That is also a big thing, is having discipline over motivation. Because let me tell you, there are times where I don't want to work out, or I don't want to work on my business, or I don't, you know, want to work on my mindset. But it doesn't matter if I want to do it or not. I'm going to do it, because those are the things that are going to get me to where I want to be. And if we always rely on motivation, then we're not going to see true progress or consistent progress because we're not always going to be motivated in life. So that's another very important thing if you want to transform your life or yourself, is you have to be disciplined over motivated. It's an amazing thing when you're disciplined and motivated, but it's just not the case all the time. And something I want to make really, really clear is when I say be disciplined, it doesn't mean to grind and hustle to the point of burnout. You should still listen to your body, listen to your mind. What is it that your soul needs? And if you need to rest and recharge, absolutely take that. I'm not talking about toxic hustle culture here. I'm talking about just being disciplined, but also listening to your intuition and your mind and your body, because that's also important. It's all a balance, you know? It's not just work, 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 but it's also not just rest and play. You need to have the balance of both. And that is where disciplined and being intuitive really, really comes in and helps. So honestly, these are the things that I had to do to get from, you know, level one to level two. And it's what I'm doing now to get from level two to level three. And there's so much more that goes into, you know, leveling up in life. You know, aside from your mindset and your actions, there comes having your priorities straight, putting your focus on your goals and your intentions. It's all about being consistent every single day. It required me to step out of my comfort zone. It required me to let go of those friendships that did not serve me in a healthy way. It required me to hold myself accountable. It required me to learn to be grateful for where I am in my journey, even if it wasn't where I wanted to be, because there's a blessing in every level that you are in. Finding that gratitude is very important because, you know, when you're more grateful, you will attract more to be grateful for in your life. It required me to learn the art of manifestation, which I have many episodes on manifestation on my podcast. It required me to learn how to work with energy and not just action, which was something else that I really wanted to share with you guys. I'm a very physical, tangible person. I feel like, you know, I'm the type of person where if I want to get somewhere, I have to physically do the work, and that's how I get there, type of thing, you know, thinking. However, there is energy also involved, and this also has to do with your beliefs. So like I said, this last week, I took the whole week off. I did not do any work. I did not produce any content. I did not show up on Instagram. I did absolutely nothing. However, during that week off, my business and my life was still moving forward. I was still gaining new listeners and subscribers, even though I wasn't actively, you know, producing any new podcast episodes. I was still gaining new Instagram followers, even though I wasn't posting or on Instagram. I was still getting people purchasing my High Vibe Mindset ebook, even though I wasn't working, even though I wasn't promoting it, even though I wasn't doing absolutely anything. My life and business was still moving forward. And that is what it looks like to move with energy, or to work with your energy. Because my belief is, whether I'm working hard or whether I'm resting and playing, I'm still moving forward. My business is still moving forward. I'm still making money while I sleep, while I play, while I rest. I'm still doing all these things because that is what I choose to believe. But that's not without doing work at all, because the reason why my business and my life was able to move forward even when I wasn't working this last week, because of past actions that I took. So there were people finding old blog posts that I wrote a few months ago. There were people who are finding old podcast episodes from a year ago. You know, there are people just randomly coming across my Instagram. What I'm saying is, yes, do the work, do the tangible physical work, but also know that even when you're resting, even when you're not physically working or being productive, your past energy and efforts are helping you move forward. So you don't have to subscribe to this toxic hustle culture. You don't have to be working 24/7 to move your life forward, to create the life that you want. Yes, you do have to work hard. Yes, you do have to be consistent, but you don't have to burn out. You don't have to get to the point where you're just mentally exhausted and you don't want to do anything. And this is something, as I'm telling you this, I'm also telling myself this, because this is something that I'm still working on in terms of believing I don't have to work 24/7 to, you know, create the life that I want. And I feel like I put this pressure on myself because I have a clear, very clear vision of what like level three in my life looks like. It's a life of luxury, abundance, success, and ease. It's a life where I have more money in my bank account than I know what to do with. It's a life where I get to travel all over the world. It's a life where I work fully for myself in my business with one-on-one clients, you know, on my podcast, and I'm just showing up as my best authentic self, and I'm helping women all around the world be their best self, live their best life. That is my next level, and I just feel like I have so much that I'm working towards that I put this pressure on myself that I feel like I have to work every single day 24/7 because there's so much I want to get done. But then I have moments like last week where I'm reminded, even when I'm not working, things are still moving forward. So that is something that I wanted to share with you girls as well, because this was something that I had to learn the hard way. And it's not fun when you're burning out, whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally. Like, it's all about balance. It's all about self-care as well. As much as you work hard, you should also give back to yourself just as much. These are my tips on how I was able to transform my life, how I am continuously transforming my life to the next level. And again, I just want to reiterate a few key points that I hope that you take away from this episode. And it is, one, you do not need to wait for the new year to be your best self. You do not need to wait till next Monday. You do not need to wait till next month. You can start today, and you should start today, because all of that is just an excuse that you are putting between yourself and your dreams. And as soon as you get rid of the excuses, that's when, you know, things start to happen for you. So stop waiting for the new year and start becoming that version of yourself now. Start doing those things that you know you want to do that are going to help you get there now. And secondly, I want to reiterate that life is a journey. It's a progress. Everyone is on their own journey. Everyone is at a different phase in their own life. So don't compare to what someone else is doing. And know that every level you go up to, there's going to be new beliefs and blocks that you have to work through. And it's just a repeated process that you're going to go over and over again and again. And lastly, if you want to change your external world, you have to change your internal world first. Period. There is no other way to do it. I'm sorry. You have to do the inner work first. And I know that is the most difficult part, is changing your mindset and your beliefs. But that is where working with a life coach is so helpful, you guys. Like, I'm not even saying this like to promote myself. I'm saying this because how passionately I feel about, you know, helping women change their mindset and their beliefs, because working with the clients that I've worked with, I've literally seen them transform their entire lives. I've seen clients manifest their dream career, manifest making the money that they want to make, manifest being happier, you know, creating a happier life where they're just happy with all aspects of their life. And it all started from their mindset and their self-worth and their beliefs about themselves and what is possible for them. And that is why I'm so passionate about what I do. And I know that working with a life coach is literally the cheat sheet and the quick way to get to where you want to be, from point A to point B. And I feel like that's why it took me 5 years to get from level one to level two, because I didn't work with a life coach. I did it by myself. If you don't want your journey to take 5 years, that is where I recommend hiring a life coach, investing in a mentor, because they're going to get you to where you want to be quicker, faster, and more efficiently. And so, yeah, if you're interested in working one-on-one with me, link to check all that information out is down below in the show notes. I will have a few spots opening up come December time. And what a better way to start the new year and like working on yourself and creating your dream life than by working with a one-on-one coach to help you get there, you know? So if you're interested in that, you can always shoot me a DM, or you can, you know, check out the link in the show notes. I want to end this podcast with one question for you, and it's to ask yourself, what are you choosing to subscribe to in 2021? What is the life you choose to subscribe to? What is the mindset you choose to subscribe to? What do you choose to subscribe to? Journal on that. So that concludes today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed. I'm so happy to be back in action. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would appreciate if you could screenshot this episode, post it on your Insta stories, tag me in it. And as always, until next time, remember to just go with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.